Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli wants to improve mental health education, as well as to help those transitioning from youth to adult mental health services.
Often these individuals fall through the cracks, at least until a crisis happens, whether it's in a college setting or it's in a community and they encounter law enforcement. I often refer to our jails, not favorably, as our mental health institutions of last resort.
Terry McAuliffe says he will allocate additional resources to mental health training for first responders, more personnel, and services like crisis intervention centers, all by expanding Virginia's Medicaid program in compliance with Obamacare.
It will free up over $500 million from our general fund, which we can then use to assist you in the efforts that you need to be done, as well as in education.
Margaret Nemo Crow, director of Voices for Virginia's Children, says her group supports the Medicaid expansion, but notes they do not make endorsements.
The eligible population who would be able to qualify for Medicaid if we expand it is about 400,000 adults. 25% of those adults are actually the parents of children under the age of 18. We know from research that children whose parents have health insurance and seek out health care are much more likely to insure their children and take them to the doctor.
Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor E.W. Jackson says he wants to slow the current trend of moving those with mental illness from institutionalized care to community-based services.
We have got to go back to a system where people who clearly are incapable of living in our culture safely and without harming others have some sort of opportunity to be housed. You can't pretend that they don't need something more than an occasional visit to a hospital or a doctor.
Though Nemo Crow says mental health programs are becoming more successful by breaking the institutional mold.
We really need the full range from prevention all the way up to hospitalization, but the bulk of the services that we lack and we really need are those community-based services that can help stabilize folks, help them recover, and go on to live productive lives.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.